Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up There Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 2nd. The grains closed lower with July corn down 5.25 cents, closing at 3.72 1/4. July beans down 1.5 cents, closing at 9.68 3/4. And July wheat down 2 cents, closing at 4.54. We opened higher, broke about 11 o'clock. Looked like one of the forecasters took out some of the rain out there. The corn was a little bit heavier here because we've got 34% of the corn planted right on average. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, ahead of pace out here, doing pretty well. So I think they wanted to sell a rally here because some of the I states are not in bad shape. I wonder, though, how much of this ground is going to have to get replanted with all the flooding that we've seen out here. So I'm not sure that this planting number makes, if it's going to be the final kind of deal out here or whether they're going to talk about replanted acres at some point. But at any rate, I think the planting's kind of weighed on the corn a little bit. The crude oil market was down $1.18 a barrel. That seemed to weigh on the corn as well. The meal kind of led the corn down. Meal was down $3.50. But the bean oil was up 46 ticks out here. The wheat market, all the grains, beans broke about 13 off their early highs. Corn broke about a nickel. Wheat about 12 cents off its highs. The wheat came back about 6 cents in Chicago, 6, 7 cents in Kansas City. Really wasn't that bad of an action considering how strong we've been out here. The crop tour also showed that in central Kansas, the yields are good, 48 bushels to the acre. That's up one from a year ago, but that's in central Kansas. As they head west, we should get a report tonight that things aren't nearly as rosy in the west. So that may be one of the reasons that the wheat came back here later. But again, the funds are still heavily short. I think that's long-term friendly out here. Again, I really think it was more turnaround Tuesday than anything else. We'll see if we can't get the funds to cover in here tomorrow or on Thursday. Bean market a little bit mixed because the meal was lower and the oil was higher. Really couldn't get much direction out there. November beans did close higher on the day. I think that's an indication that if they think they're getting the corn in the ground, then they won't expand bean acres. But, you know, I don't think it's a big factor right at this moment. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.